The Adventures of Uncle Jimmy, a Warner Brothers radio production starring William Farnell. Original story and direction by Edward Lynn. Suddenly be acted not just on one stage, but two. For while Bobby and Uncle Jimmy were sitting in J.D. Brenner's study, Rosalind began a fight that might cost her and her baby their lives. The sudden rise in blood pressure, which alarmed Dr. North, almost immediately eventuated a crisis, and Florence and Arnold received a call to get to the hospital just as quickly as they could.
Arnold, I think I'm going to faint.
Dear Florrie, please, dear, now.
Mr. Stewart. You've just got to see Rosalind through this.
Mommy, is Mr. Rosalind dying?
Now, Dorothy, don't get any wild ideas in your head like that.
Gosh, why don't they get a lot of doctors if Sister Rosalind is that sick?
Dorothy, why don't you and Johnny go over to the Prentice's? I'll call and have Mrs. Prentice come and get you both.
We can stay with Mrs. Jetson, can't we?
Well, Mrs. Jetson is coming with us to the hospital. I'm all right now. I promise not to go to pieces again. For just a moment, I guess I got weak in the knees.
Mrs. Jetson, watch out for Florence, will you?
Yes.
I'll bring the car out of the front of the house, dear. Florrie, you phone Mrs. Prentice, will you?
All right, dear. Come, children. Let us go into the living room.
All right, Mrs. Jetson.
Mrs. Stewart, you won't be too long. I just can't wait for the minute until I talk to the doctor about Rosalind.
I won't be but a minute.
Get in, Florrie. You sit in the front with us, Mrs. Jetson.
Yes.
Now, remember, children, if we must stay all night at the hospital, I've made arrangements for you to be with Mrs. Prentice.
All right, Mommy.
Okay.
And if Brother Bobby or Uncle Jimmy phone in while you're home, tell them we're at the hospital to reach us there. I've left a note for them, too.
I'll take care of everything, Mommy. Goodbye. Tell Sister Rosalind I love her.
Don't cry, Doc. Everything's going to be all right. Gee, even old J.D. might turn out to be a swell guy and not send Brother Bobby to prison. We'd better go in the house. Mom would be terribly mad if she knew we were crying and the neighbors found out.
Brenner, we're going round and round and round. If you're not careful, I'm going to accuse you of having a very strange kind of heart.
I don't give two hoops and hitties what you think, Mr. Wren.
Look, Uncle Jimmy, let's get out of here. If I have to go to prison, I'll go to prison. But I won't stand here.
You won't you? Well, just what do you intend to do?
Just what I told you. If you didn't hear me, you must be deaf and dumb. If you can't offer a word of sympathy for the torture I'm going through,
and blind. If you can't see that you're crucifying me and Mom and Dad and Rosalind, our whole family.
The boy's right, Mr. Brenner. You're acting just like you were God Almighty yourself. You've taken the attitude that this boy's life and his future are in your hands. Now, in just a minute, I'm going to lose the little patience left me and...
And do what, Francis?
Well, straighten you out on just what your relationship is to your fellow man and your conscience.
A thief is a thief, and stolen money is stolen money.
Uncle Jimmy, if you're not getting out of here, I am...
I think if I were in your shoes, Robert Stewart, I wouldn't be quite so high and mighty about the whole thing.
Mr. Brenner, the boy has admitted his guilt. He's made a clean confession of the whole sorry mess. His father has resigned from your firm, and now once and for all, you're through with the Stewarts. Certainly, that should make you happy.
I don't remember saying that parting with Arnold Stewart, and mind you, that was his own doing, made me happy.
Uncle Jimmy, please.
Oh, just a minute, Bobby. Mr. Brenner, I'm going to advise Mr. Stewart to allow you to bring action against Bobby. I think any court of law would be very interested to know that you had accepted the return of that $500 and given Arnold Stewart a receipt for it.
How do I know what other monies were taken by this young...
I wouldn't say that if I were you, J.D.
Don't you dare call me J.D.
I wouldn't say it if I were you, J.D., because I'm just liable to take a sock at you, see?
Careful, Bobby, careful.
Hello? Who? Now, look here, Arnold Stewart, if you think for a minute that you... Huh? What? Oh,
is that Dad? Here, give me that phone.
Now, just a minute, Bobby.
Give me that phone, do you hear?
Mr. Brenner.
Now, look here, boy, sit down. No, Arnold, no. I'm just trying to get the boy to sit down.
Give me that phone!
I'll tell him. He'll call you back in a minute.
Mr. Brenner.
Goodbye.
What did Mr. Stewart say?
Now, lad, just sit down. Here now, be a good boy.
Did Dad tell you that?
Your father told me that the high blood pressure induced a spasm. The baby had to come into the world very quickly and...
The baby?
Yes, the baby died.
God rest the soul of that little one. Is Rosalind all right?
Rosalind is alive.
No. No. She mustn't die, too. No.
Steady, steady, lad. Oh. Steady. Mr. Brenner, will you call a taxi for us? I guess the boy's in no condition to drive.
If you were both ride in the same car with me, I'd consider it a privilege to take you both to the hospital.
My son. It was a boy, wasn't it?
Yes, Bobby.
My wife. Dying. Mr. Brenner, you just pressed those charges for all they're worth. I hope I do get sent to prison. Away from everybody, everything, for the rest of my life.
Where's Dr. North?
He and the specialist are in there with Rosalind.
Oh, it all happened too quickly, Uncle Jimmy. She had a convulsion due to the high blood pressure, and then, well, in less than 2 hours, our little girl lost her baby. And right now, she's fighting for her life.
Arnold, don't please, dear. We'll see it through together, no matter what happens.
There's the doctor and Bobby coming out of the room.
Dr. North, how is she now?
I'm afraid she's growing progressively worse.
Oh, Mom. Mom, just look what I've done to all of us.
Bobby, Rosalind must live.
The poor little girl has gone through so much. If she pulls out of this, it will just be nothing short of a miracle.
As you know, Dr. North, we're not wealthy, but everything we've got and all I can borrow... If you need more consultations or nurses...
And Uncle Jimmy's not just a stranger either, Doctor.
The next 24 hours will tell the story. She's got youth in her favor. The will to live. You know something about that, Bobby.
Yes, but I didn't need it. Or rather, shouldn't have had it.
It's neither here nor there. What we are, we are. And the forces within us are indeed gifts from nature, a great healer.
Oh, Mrs. Jensen, is she strong enough to speak now?
She opened her eyes. It was just as though she was looking through a mist. She tried to smile. That made me think she knew me. I could have imagined it.
I think she knew you, Mrs. Jensen. You've been so close to her.
Dr. North, quick.
Be right there.
I'm going with you.
Now, you stay right where you are. Everybody in that sick room must do something to help the patient.
Come over here to Mother, son. Let's all sit down.
Yes, standing here just hoping or walking up and down isn't going to help Rosalind.
I wonder what is going to help Rosalind. Certainly not the memory she must have of me. What has she got to live for?
Bobby, you can give her a lot to live for. You can cherish and care for her. Give your love to her, and her alone.
Rosalind's husband can do very little if he has to go to prison.
I'd advise all but Mrs. Jensen to go home and get some sleep. When Rosalind regains consciousness, I think she'd like to see Mrs. Jensen right there holding her hand.
If you could just assure us that there's even a grain of hope.
Florence, all a doctor can truthfully say is that where there is life, there's hope.
Laurie, I think we should all follow the doctor's suggestion. Come on, Bobby, and Mother, don't forget to call Dorothy, Mrs. Prentice. She phoned in here at least half a dozen times.
All right, dear. Just the minute I get home. Coming, Uncle Jimmy?
Why, I just think I'll sit here in the waiting room. Maybe doze off a bit.
I'll feel a heap sight better. I know you're where I can call you, Uncle Jimmy.
I'll order a bed to be put in the room for you, Mrs. Jensen.
Thank you, Doctor.
Well, my dear, I know that our little girl is in good hands. And if she comes out of it, I can't offer her much. But she shan't ever again feel that she's just Bobby's wife.
Mrs. Stewart, it's troubles like these that bring us all a little closer together. I gotta go now. Try and get some sleep, Mrs. Stewart. You too, Mr. Stewart. Bobby, be a brave boy.
I will, Mother Jensen. Good night, Mrs. Jensen. Come on, Florrie.
Coming on. Uncle Jimmy, you've lived a long time. You've seen babies born and babies die. What will happen to all of us if...
I've been thinking the same thing. What will happen to all of us if Rosalind should follow her baby? Well, I can speak only for myself. I think I should suddenly realize that I'm a very lonely, old man.
Each of the Stewarts, and Uncle Jimmy too, feel that they are indeed at the crossroads of existence as a family. And what a catastrophe if Rosalind should die and Bobby be sent to prison.